Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Tefillah Share, Share number 120, Zion of Toshin Samech Tes, July 27, 2009. Tonight, we will deviate a little from our regular path through Shemoneh Esrei and discuss the topic of Nachim. On Tisha B'Av, we have a tefillah which we add besides the Aneinu tefillah for a fast day. But before we discuss the tefillah, I just want to mention a Yashar Koyach to everyone who comes, to everyone who has been coming. This is the last shiur of this man. And a big Yashar Koyach to all those who are here, who come physically, and all those who listen. I know I have a friend of mine who tells me I work every single Friday. He puts me on, he turns me on. I said, how about your boss? He's like, I'm your own boss. So, I don't want to start off with anybody's boss. Baruch Hashem, he's his boss. So, Yashar Koyach to everyone who comes, to everyone who listens. And I hope we all grow together. And I know I've been growing throughout the year. Thank you very much for coming. Tonight's shiur will be a little different. I think part of the difference has to be in regards to the mood, the atmosphere. As we said, it's Zion of just a couple days before Tisha B'Av. Let's try to put things in perspective. Rav Yaakov Sapir, he described Tisha B'Av night by the shul of the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh. This goes back a few hundred years ago. He says as follows. After Maariv, a solemn Maariv, all the candles in the shul will be extinguished. Of course, we know when all the candles go out, the thick smoke comes out. The darkness everywhere. Silence. And then the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, the Tzaddik, he would begin to speak. And as Rav Yaakov Sapir described the scenario, he related that the Al-Sheikh screamed out, let out this cry, Acheinu! My dear brothers, tonight is 2,280 years since the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And he would continue. And it is 1,790 years since the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Crowd was silent, and he followed with the following statement. Chazal tell us every generation that does not rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in their lifetime. At which point, the whole congregation broke out in tears. We are now 1,940 years since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. When Chaim Volozhiner asked the question, how is it possible? How can we be asked to have feelings of pain and of mourning over the loss of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash When we know that the concept exists by a mourner, lo yaleinu, we should not know of being mourners. We know that a mourner, after a year's time, we are told that the bigger aspect of that pain is removed from the person. That feeling of the loss, that the person lost a close relative. It's around 2,000 years. Asked Reb Chaim Volozhiner, how can we be blamed for not feeling the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains with the concept which we've discussed the past few weeks, because that's where we've been holding by Tefillah Shir. And he tells us that all the tzaras that take place in the world, the personal tzaras, the global tzaras, all of these tzaras somehow relate and are reminders for us to realize that there is a destruction, there is a Churban Beis HaMikdash. There is a lack of connection from a father to a son. There is a distance. And any tzara that takes place, let it be a small tzara or a big tzara, it's a reminder that there is no Beis HaMikdash. And it's for us to relate to that reminder and put our focus and attention into the tzara. And Hashem is talking to us and telling us, you, this generation, can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We have to first realize this, we have to believe in ourselves, that we have that power, that ability to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's difficult to mourn for something that we don't know what it was. What was I missing? What was I lacking? That I dive into Hashem to bring back. And now we're asking Hashem to comfort us. Nachim. Nachim is the comfort. Tonight we're discussing Nachim. So Mirat Hashem tonight will try to touch on some points of what we were missing, what we daven for to Hashem to bring us back to that state. And we'll begin with a question on why is it that we only say Nachim during Mincha. We know Tisha B'Av begins at night, at Maariv. Comes Maariv Shemon Esrei, we don't say Nachim. Comes the morning Shacharis, we don't say Nachim. This comfort that we dive into Hashem to console us, which was what the word Nachim means, we only ask this from Hashem by Mincha on Tisha B'Av. This is what the Rosh, he asks this question. Rabbeinu Asher. The Bach, Rabbi El Circus, the commentary on the Torah, he explains why is it that we only say Nachem Mincha time on Tisha B'Av. And he says, because by Mincha time, the Avelus, the mourning period, has already lessened itself, is decreased, has gone down. The pain is not as great, as we know certain halachas are less. We are not allowed to sit on the floor. Excuse me, we had to sit on the floor, not allowed to sit on chairs until Chatzos, until midday of Tisha B'Av day. But by night in the morning, we are not allowed to sit on a regular chair, sit on a small stool, or down on the ground. But comes Chatzos, comes around Mincha time, all that changes. And the reason is because the morning period is a little weaker now. Of course, we don't need any food. But the halachas are a little more lenient, as we see. I wanted to suggest the remez you see in the words Mincha and Nechama, the same letters. That you can find, you see over here, that Mincha time is already a time of Nechama. That Hashem, we can daven to Hashem for this comfort, to comfort us. The Bachat continues and explains that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, in Perek Dalet Mishnah Chav Gimel, that when a person has a Mesa Imuto Lefonov, a person has a dead body, a person who he's mourning for, right in front of him, that's not a time to comfort the person. That's a time when the person is to cry. But after the mace is removed, after the dead body is removed from the person, from in front of the person, then at that point in time, we can console the person, we can comfort the person. This takes place from Mincha and on. This is what the Bach answers. There's a question though that has to be asked. The question is that the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan says, if I was there in the generation when they decreed what day Tisha B'Av should be on, I would have decreed Tisha B'Av should be on the 10th, not on the 9th. On the 10th of Av, not the 9th of Av. And Rabbi Yochanan explains himself because on the 10th of Tisha, on the 10th of Av, that was the day when the majority of the Beis Hamikdash burnt down. So the question is, what are we saying that here, from Mincha time and up, things are getting better for us? Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that that's when things are getting worse. The fires were getting stronger and stronger. So if anything, the Avelis, the mourning period, should be becoming stronger. Tonight what we're saying is from Rav Chaim Freeland Zatzal, and his commentary is Perish on Filos Nachim. And Rav Chaim Freeland answers from the Gemara that no, we paskin like the Chachamim. What did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say that we look at the situation from the beginning of when the Tzaras started, of when the fire ignited, of when they lit the Beis HaMikdash on fire. And that was on the Tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Av. And we don't view the majority of the Tzaras going on, continuing on to when it was destroyed, but we look at the Tzaras from when things started. So what comes out is that comes Mincha time, we have the Nechama, we can daven to Hashem for this compassion, this comfort, to comfort us for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. I have to say, it's a little difficult to discuss this tefillah, this bracha, on my part. We're asking Hashem to comfort us. If a person doesn't feel a need to be comforted, to be consoled, how is it possible for him to daven this tefillah with any kavana? I'm talking to myself. And there are a few reasons why that is, that we have this distance, this difficulty in regards to feeling a need to be comforted. There's a perush, a commentary on the Medrash Rabbah called the Radal, Rav David Luria. He has perushim on many, many svarim. When he was a boy, I think of 9 years old, he had finished already the first 6 mesechtas in Shas. Obviously, we realize tremendous talents Hashem gave him. the Duke in town, in the town where the Radal lived, wanted to show off this Eloi, this genius. And when he had a professor, a mathematician, come to town, he went over to the Radal's father and he said, "I'd like to show your son to this professor." So the professor comes in and he quizzes the Radal on some math questions, trying to see, does he really know? Is he really such a genius? And in seconds he answers the math questions and the professor's blown away. The Duke tells the Radal's father, "I can give you a gift." "What's the gift?" "This professor will learn with your genius, with your son, every day in the early afternoon hours." The Duke makes the statement. What are you supposed to say? What are you going to do? The Radal is standing there, doesn't respond. Little David. The Duke, the professor, they leave, and the Radal, the little David, the little boy, he starts crying. Why is he crying? Because he just finished 6 Masechtos, the first 6 Gemaras of Shas. And he realized he has to chazer, he has to review. And he just devoted those hours of the day that the Duke said, "We're going to now use those hours for you to learn with this mathematician, this professor." He was crying for the loss of the time that he won't be able to learn these Gemaras now. Little 9-year-old boy. What was the father to do? The next day, on the way to shul, little David hears a commotion in town. Goes over to find out what the story is. He couldn't check his email. Finds a bunch of people gathered together. The professor was found, this mathematician was found dead in the river. The gezeira was destroyed. We have today Chidushei Radal, the Chidushim, the commentary of Rav David Lorio on the Medrash Rabbah and many, many, many other Sfarim. Let's not make a mistake. If the professor was killed, he obviously deserved it. Hashem has His ways of doing everything. But here was a situation, and the reason why we mention the story tonight is that a little 9-year-old boy realized that the loss of the spirituality that he was going to attain by using these hours to devote, to learn, it was going to be taken away from him. And he cried to Hashem, and he cried the whole entire night. And Hashem heard his tefillos. "You want it? David, you want to learn? I will help you learn. I will give you those hours back." So one question I think we have to ask ourselves is, how much do we want spirituality? How much do we live our lives with the spiritual pursuit? And as Rosh Shlomo Brevda Shlita, one of my rebbeim, explains that when people are far away from feeling this feeling of lacking the base of Mikdash, it's because we're not so focused on spirituality, but our directive is more on the physicality of this world. Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Esavele Tzion Esavele Yerushalayim Vesayir HaAvela V'Achareiva V'Abezuyah V'Hashemema. Console us, we daven to Hashem. Console us. Esavele Tzion, the mourners of Tzion of Zion, Ve'esavela Yerushalayim, in the mourners of Jerusalem. Ve'esayir ha'avela, in the city that is mourning. Ha'achareva v'habezuya v'hashemema, it lies in ruins, despised and desolate. Ha'avela, mourning mibli boneha, because she is bereft of her children. Ve'achareva mimoinoiseha, ruined of her dwellings, Abizuya Mikvoido, despised in contrast to her former glory. Vahashinemam Hein Yoshev, desolate without inhabitants. The Yosheves Ravarisha Chafoi, she sits alone with her head covered. Kiisha Kara Shalo Yalado, like a barren woman who never gave birth. If we can understand a few of these words tonight, I think we'll have accomplished a lot. What does the word nechama mean? Nachem, what does nachem mean? What are we diving for over here? We know when there's a mourner, we tell the mourner, Hamoki mi nachem eschem, Hashem should comfort you. We tell the mourner. What is this word Nachem that we're saying to the mourner? And this is the same word we're diving to Hashem. Hashem, please comfort us. A person who's mourning, he's mourning because he lost something. He lost a relative. In our case, we have this tremendous distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're mourning this distance. We're mourning that closeness. We're diving to Hashem Nachem, fill up the gap. Bring back the Aveda. Bring back that lost item that we once had. And only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can bring back that lost item. And now we can understand when we tell the mourner, Hamokim Yenachem Eschem, V'soch Shara Veilei Tzion V'Yerushalayim. What does the mourner have to do with the mourners of Zion and Yerushalayim? He's mourning because of a close relative. What's the connection over here? So we just said that the word Nechama, we're diving to Hashem, that you, Hashem, can bring back that lost item. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and Tchiyas HaMeisim will take place, and the dead will live once again, it will be a situation where that lost item will be returned. And only Hashem can do that. And as we said in the beginning of the Shir, all of the tzaras that take place in this world are connected to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, to the lack of Beis HaMikdash that exists today. It's wake-up calls for us to realize there is no Beis HaMikdash. To daven for Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Another understanding of Nachem is similar to, we know, when a person is also sitting Shiva, he's sitting mourning for the loss of a close relative. When people come to console him, when they console the mourner, he sees he's not alone. The pain is somewhat lifted when there are other shoulders to put the burden on. Tzoros Rabim Yichatzi Nechama. The tzora of a rabbin, the difficult situations of a mass amount of people, is Chatzi Nechama, is a half consolation already. Because they are able to carry the burden with him. Rechaim Friedlander brings from Yitzchok, it says, Vayinachim Yitzchok Achar Yimoy, after Sarah died, and Rivka came into the tent, and the Ner Dolok, the candle went back on, turned back on, and the Bracha was found once again in the dough, and the Anan Kasher Al Oyel, the cloud of glory came back over the tent. As Rashi explains, Kishabar, Rivka, Chazru, all of these things, when Rivka came back, Chazru, they came back as well. All the Bracha that was lacking, that was missing, came back when Rivka came back. And that's what the Pasuk says, Vayavo Yitzchak Ayalel, Yitzchak brought Sarah, Yitzchak brought Rivka to the tent of his mother Sarah, V'ikach es Rivka v'tihiloy l'isha, and Yitzchak was comforted even after his mother passed away, because those things which he was lacking, his wife now, Rivka, filled the void. This is step number one. Nachem Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, please, we have a void. Please fill this void. A few days ago, I was on the way home. I was about to open the door. I think I was standing in between the screen door and the front door. And one of my children puts up their hands. Abba, can you hold me? So I said, sure. Let me just come inside and take off my jacket, take off my hat. Abba, can you hold me? Once again. So the older siblings started laughing, you know. Didn't hear what Abba said. Let him come inside first. Let him take off his hat and jacket. A third time, Abba, can you hold me? We have to feel this desire to want to be held by Hashem. We have to realize that Hashem is our Father. And it doesn't start with mourning on Tisha B'Av. It starts with every single day of every single day of our life. And if we have that connection to spirituality, and if we want to grow in Ruchnius, as the Gemara tells us, called Mis'avel Yerushalayim, whoever mourns for Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'Roya, he will merit and see the Simchasa in this joyous state. The one who is mourning day in and day out, the halachas that exist today. I'll say one. There's a halacha that we should not listen to music in the today at all. Not just because it's the 9 days, because it's a Chor Meis Hamikdash. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin tells us that we should not listen to music anymore. Don't leave yet. I'll explain to why we do listen to music. The Paiskim say already different reasons why there are those who say we can't listen to music. But the Gemara goes so far as to say that we should not listen to music because there was a Chorban Beis Hamikdash that took place, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. How can we rejoice now? How can we live our lives? Such a happy frame of mind. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu day in and day out doesn't have His house to dwell in. Three different levels. There's the Avele Tzion, the mourners of Tzion. There's the Avele Yerushalayim, the mourners of Yerushalayim. Vesair HaAvela, in the city that's mourning. Avele Tzion. Tzion has two connotations. One is the Makom HaMikdash, the place where the Beis HaMikdash used to dwell. Because in that place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was the strongest. A friend of mine tried sending an email a few minutes ago from this room. I didn't say anything to him. He said, I'm going to send an email. And he says to me, you know, I don't have any service here. It's not going through. So I didn't want to tell him because maybe his connection, his company, who he uses, maybe it would have worked.
So if it would have worked, it would have worked. Now that it didn't work, I told him, you know, it's down here in the basement, you probably don't have good connection, that's why.
I have no service here at all. I can menachim, I can comfort him, I can be with him, I can console him. And when I see people down here talking on the cell phone, I'm thinking like, what kind of service do they have? I have to get that service. And they tell me, oh, what's the big deal? They tell me what service they have.
I see someone with a smile on his face. He's like, hey, I have 5 bars on right now. I have all the service in the world.
As Avel Tzion, the Mokom the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem's presence used to dwell there with all the bars in the world, with the greatest connection that existed. The earth would open up and swallow the Trumas HaDeshen, the ash from the Mizbeach. There were open miracles that defied nature, because nature was controlled and is controlled by Hashem at every single second. And when we live outside in our everyday world and we see flowers and trees growing, and we see the sun going up and going down, and the beautiful stars outside, these are all ways for us to connect and see Hashem. But it's seeing Hashem through this mask called nature. When we went to Yerushalayim, we went to the Makom Mikdash, there was no mask, it was taken away. It was, Abba, can you hold me? And we picked up our hands and Hashem picked us up. And we had that close relationship to Hashem. Another understanding of Tzion doesn't necessarily refer to the Makom HaMikdash, but refers to Klal Yisrael. We're davening to Hashem, console us for the mourning, for the loss of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish nation. And as the Medrash Tanchuma tells us, called Tzoros She'ira LeYosef Ira LeTzion, all the Tzoros that took place to Yosef at Tzadok also took place to Tzion. Who is Tzion? Tzion here is Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation. Yosef Tzadik, his brothers despised him. They were upset at him. They were jealous of him. So too, the nations of the world, continues the Medrash, were jealous of us and despised us. Yosef Tzadik, his brothers sold him. So too, Yehuda, Bnei Yerushalayim, were sold to Bnei Yevonim, as the Pasuk in Yoel, Perek Dalet of Pasuk Vav tells us. And the Medrash continues with all the different connections between Yosef at Tzadik and Tzion. Tzion meaning Yerushalayim, meaning Klal Yisrael, the people, the Jewish nation. The gematria of Yosef and Tzion, Kuf Nun Vav, 156. So we daven Nachem Hashem Elokeinu, and Saveil Tzion, Hashem, please console us. The mourners at Tzion were mourning the lack of the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, the place where Hashem, your connection, was so great to us. Hashem, we're also mourning the connection, the relationship between us, Klal Yisrael, your children, who are now thrown out of their home, their land. Vesaveli Yerushalayim. And the mourners of Yerushalayim, because the ear, the city of Yerushalayim, as we mentioned in previous Yurim, on Shmona Esrei, it was a Makom Kodesh. It was a holy city. It is a holy city, but it was even holier. The Kedusha was much greater. A person would come into the city and see the Nazirim, all the Nazirs. The sight of a person devoting his life solely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person would come into the city, as you mentioned, and the person would bring the Maaser Sheni, the food that had to be brought to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The atmosphere was an atmosphere which would bring him closer to the desire to learn Torah, as we mentioned from the Tosis in Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph. He would see the Kohanim doing the avodah, the service in the Beis Hamikdash. He would want to also do more spiritual activities. A few years ago, I was by a Pidyon HaBen. I think I mentioned this story recently. It's worth mentioning again. And the people who brought the food for the Pidyon HaBen, they came from over a 2-hour trip. 2.5-3 hour trip. They brought all the food for like 50 people. And they served the food. And they spoke by the simcha. The simcha, the joy that they were, it was permeating. It was palpable. You could feel it. They were so happy to have traveled so far. To have made all that food, to cook, to bake. It's delicious also. I'm telling you that when I went home, I just wanted to do chesed. I was thinking, okay, where's the laundry basket? I'll go carry it up and down now. Now, when I get home sometimes, it's 10:30, 11, I'm not always thinking about that. The feeling of chesed was just coming out from them. It was rubbing off. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim was the Kedusha that would bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a magnet drawing us in. That great level of Kedusha is not there in its fullest today. Ve'sa'ir ha'avela, and the city that is mourning. Ve'achareva ha'bezuyev ha'shemeima, and in ruins, despised and desolate. What is this disgrace, habezuyo, mechvoida, that we're discussing here? It's disgrace from the lack of kavod shemayim. There are halachas that exist in Shulchan Aruch that when we serve food, we shouldn't serve all the food at one time. That women, when they wear the jewelry, shouldn't go out wearing all the jewelry at one time. There were decrees that were made because of different plagues that took place in Yerushalayim by not playing music with bands in the city of Yerushalayim itself. There are unfortunate stories where people did not adhere to these bands, these gezeiros, these decrees. And one such story, where a mother was warned not to have such a band, she was not found afterwards. Because when a person is right near the Makom HaMikdash, and the covet of Hashem, Hashem's glory is being disgraced every single second that exists without the Beis HaMikdash being there, for a person to say, it's my simcha, I'll do what I want. Right in front of in Yerushalayim, in the Makom HaMikdash. That's too much to bear. What was it like, Korban Pesach? Pesach was not too long ago. On a side point, the same night that Pesach falls out is also the same night of Tisha B'Av. Every single year. Not just by coincidence.
the egg that we have, the Korban Chagiga on the Seder plate, which represents the egg, which represents the Korban Chagiga. An egg is a food which one gives to a mourner. We don't have a Korban Chagiga today. Korban Chagiga was brought, a carbon, an offering in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a connection between the two, which we're not going to elaborate on now, but we just, this connection alone. That we're lacking. We don't have what we should have. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash to bring this Korban Chagigas. There were 12 million or more people who would come up to Yerushalayim. 12 million. This number is just beyond comprehension. If one thinks of a baseball stadium, excuse me for saying an example from that, but I think we can relate to it a little better. A full stadium, baseball stadium, might hold maybe 60,000 depending on where he is. You go to a football stadium, maybe 120,000. We're talking about not 1, 2, 3, 4, 12 million people come up to Yerushalayim to be Oilo Regel, to come to the Beis Hamikdash 3 times a year. Imagine the Kedusha, the Ruchnius, that they left with, they came out with, as we discussed, that they were able to feel it, to grow, desire to want to learn more, to come closer to their father. Havelo mibli boneo vacharevim moyneseo, mourning because she is bereft of her children. Charevim moyneseo, ruined of her dwellings. Despise in contrast to our former glory, because this was the glory that we have today. The people going up to nice hotels. That's not what we're talking about. Desolate without inhabitants. She's sitting down with a head embarrassed, disgraced. Like a barren woman who has never given birth. A lady who doesn't have a child to raise. Feels she's not fulfilling her job in this world, her tafkid. The city of Yerushalayim that doesn't have its children, Klal Yisrael, in it properly, is bereft, is mourning, is embarrassed. My children are not here for me to help raise. I'd like to share with you a mashal. Marshals of a king. And his palace goes on fire. And he has many children. And they have to escape, run out of the palace. And this whole thing, whole palace is destroyed and ruined, down to the ground. And he tells his children, I will send you to different places. And when the palace is finished, I'll send you a telegram and I'll bring you back. And we'll all be meeting once again together in this palace. And he sends them all off in their royal clothing, little children, many different homes, many different children. And there's one little girl who comes into a home and they mistreat her. They abuse her. Make her work like a slave from morning to night. Her only nechama, her only consolation is to open her closet and to find her royal garments, the little dress that she came in with. She would comb her hair to remind her of that closeness she had with her parents, with her father. But as the years went by, she wasn't able to put on the little garment anymore, little dress. She didn't fit in it. Her hair was so tangled from all the hard work. She became very bittered from that difficult work these people were impressing her with. She was wondering, when is the letter going to come from my father? How long does it take to rebuild the palace? And then one day, a telegram came. And all the children were brought back. And the king saw all of his children in beautiful clothing. But one of his little girls, who now grew up, was ruined, was all disheveled. He realized right away what happened to her. And he just cried with her. Because she was mistreated with that family. The Kuzari tells us, if we really wanted Mashiach to come, we would daven for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash would be here. If we really wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, we would daven for it and it would be here, says the Kuzari. And Hashem, our Father, would rebuild that palace and gather us all in. No matter how disheveled our neshamas might be, no matter what the background situation might have been, Hashem will pick us up. And as the Shlomo Brevda explains in the Sefer Yibana HaMikdash, the time when Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, all the tzaddiki from the previous generations, starting with the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, the Tanoim, Amoraim, Abayim, Rava, the Ramban, the Rambam, everybody will be gathered together. The Gedolim of all the previous generations. And we'll cry out, Hashem, return us to you. And it'll be that day when we'll be together once again with our Father. And we'll raise our hands and say, Abba, hold me. Daddy, Tati, pick me up, please, and hold me. And Hashem will bend down and pick us up. Let us all be zoiche to take the words of the Kuzari to heart, that we can make that difference. We can daven for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Let us all be zoiche to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Mehera B'Yameinu. Amen. Thank you.